Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's a tough month to be a Baldwin.
Ooh.
You got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Wanna raise the insult, babe. Lower class punk ass, I was Northwood grade. I had it made. Spent my nights drinking with my mates. Just a short bus ride up to PA. Red River Raid. Then I hit the wall and I knew I had to bounce. They still say that 19 years ago. Hell, I got the hell out. From time to time you may see me hanging around. Now I feel like a stranger in this town. Crossing roads is where I learned to play. Westwood Tavern's where I learned to.
Welcome to Ego and Vice. This is episode 79. As always, we make excuses for not being around. Apologize for not being around. But life gets in the way and things get busy.
Get busy living, get cracking.
I don't think that's how it goes. I don't think that's right. No, our last episode, you weren't even on the last episode.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't invited.
Nope.
No, scheduling conflicts. That's the way sometimes things happen in show business. You know, your people didn't talk to my people, and before you knew it, we had to...
Your people.
We had to get a stand-in. Anyway, the last episode, we actually had a guest on, or I had a guest on. Steve Sommer from the band Holy Hi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome to have a guest on. It was probably the first guest I've had on, or we've had on in, well, I was, well, you know what I mean, in over a year.
Yeah, it's been a time.
Yeah, and this podcast, like we always go back to, that was the point of the podcast, to have people on to interview and stuff like that. Then we had to take the reins during the dark times.
Now times.
So yeah, it was awesome to have Steve on, and I thought the interview, or I always hated calling them interviews. The conversation was great. My cat's playing with a fish I bought, and if you hear something in the background, it's that goddamn fish. The one time he plays with it is when the fucking
We're recording.
Yeah. So
now he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's strange.
So today is Halloween. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better than I was in the last little bit. I love Halloween, and I am bummed that I'm not doing anything for Halloween this year. But I mean, what can you do? It's always Halloween in my heart, and yeah, I'm just looking forward to discount candy tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, we didn't do anything for Halloween. Normally, what we would do, well, what we've done for Halloween over the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. Well, what do you call it when my membership to this thing we used to do? This is the Jay Watts annual Christmas party. He's been having this Christmas party for probably over a decade, and I go every year since he started having it, and then we started going, and we have a good time.
I've gone every year since I've known you.
Yeah. And it's a nice, he has it in his basement. It's a nice place to see friends, and you get dressed up and you don't have to go downtown or nothing because we're all old farts now. So we don't want to.
Mm-hmm. He's got the classic like 70s bar in his basement with all the wood paneling.
Right.
There was one year they had the TV set up downstairs and he played, I'm pretty sure, Human Centipede in the background.
Oh, God.
But that's neither here nor there. Piece de resistance of the party every year is the gauntlet
that we have booze.
As we've come to know it. There was a good little stretch of time when Mike and I would trade off one year on, 1 year off of who would get absolutely just fucking wrecked by that gauntlet, and then the other
and
person
barf in the Uber.
Yeah, and then one person would have to take care of the other person.
Yeah.
But yeah, no Halloween party this year. No Halloween, nothing. I didn't.
Well, there wasn't one.
Work,
there wasn't
nothing.
One last year either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the second Halloween in a row. But didn't we do something last year? We didn't, eh? Nothing.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh well. But yeah, so Halloween's gonna come and go. I worked today for a bit.
Yeah, it's Sunday. I was off anyway. I just sat on my ass and played Skyrim all day.
And then tonight I'm gonna make some food and probably watch them catch up on some wrestling maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. It hasn't been much going on really. Oh, we were gonna take a trip.
We were gonna take a trip. We had bought some tickets. I'd say like a month or two ago. Hmm. No, a couple months ago to head down and see Off Their Heads in upstate New York. We were gonna hit Syracuse and Rochester.
Is that upstate New York?
I think it's upper state New York.
It's in the state of New York. How's that?
I don't know. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't want to sound like these, you know, snooty New Yorkers. Going upstate. We don't know. It was in the state of New York.
But I digress.
Yeah, well, anyway. Don't want to look stupid over here.
No, you.
I have family in New York. I may look down upon my.
I think you're far too worried about
my New
this.
York ignorance. I didn't even say it though. Maybe it's yours. All right, I'm good. Yeah, continue. Proceed.
We were gonna go see Off With Their Heads, and we were keeping our fingers crossed that we were going to be, well, the world would be in a situation where we could get through the border, right. But turns out we're just not there yet.
Well, we bought the tickets knowing very well that the borders were closed and there was still
we bought them when the borders were still closed.
Yeah, yeah. So we were rolling the dice saying, oh, maybe by that time, because I think we bought them more than a few months ago.
We bought them early summer.
We bought them in like late spring, early summer. So it's been a while, and we've had them, and we were just chancing it. And then it was all kind of working out. My passport was expired, so I had to go and renew my passport, and that's all like in the mail now, like on the way back to me, I mean. Mm-hmm. And of course, we needed our vaccine. No, this is, I guess that's jumping ahead. We were already vaccinated, so. But we needed the borders to open, and then we got the news that the borders were going to open like in November, and it was just like, this is perfect because the shows were like next weekend, so it's like the 13th and 14th. And the reason we wanted to do this is because Off With Our Heads is one of our favorite bands, and 2 years ago we did it then too.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was Rochester and Binghamton.
Yes.
Is where we went, and we just followed them for the two shows, and it was fucking a great time. And we were just trying to chase that dream.
Yeah.
And even if we, you know, and now we find out, and the reason we're not going now is because the borders are open. We're both fully vaccinated. But you need a negative COVID test to get back into Canada.
Yes.
And that would detail us going somewhere in America and getting a test, and then we'd have to wait for results. And there's different levels of tests. There's like, you have to get a PRC, I think it is, a test. It's a certain test. Like, there's tests that you can buy over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough for the border. They need like this, that certain type of test. But this test comes with a cost. Plus, because we don't have, we're Canadians, we're not citizens, so we'd actually have to pay. For the 48-hour test, PRC, I think it is, or PCR, whatever. It's $199 American minimum. That's where it like starts at, and that's for 48 hours. But I'm thinking that the border test, they don't like. You said, remember I said, well, we're going to have to stay in America for two extra days. And you said, well, why don't we get the test as soon as we get to America?
Yeah.
But then it's just like, what if you get to the border and they're like, this test is 2 days old? Like these results.
Well, that's how long the fucking test takes.
No, but that's the catch, because there are tests, that PRC or PRC, whatever test, you can get it in 6 to 8 hours. But that's minimum $500 American.
Fuck. Oh.
So do you want to keep your... They'd probably look at us and say, why didn't you spring for the bigger test, cheapo? You want to keep your country safe? You may have caught COVID in our country over the last 48 hours, idiot. Fair enough. But I can't afford that.
Fuck no.
$500 American for a $30 ticket of a concert? And the thing is, like I said, we were chasing it too. Last time we went, there was no pandemic. There was no nothing. just going to the States. You have your own fears that you're going to get shot, stuff like that.
Yeah, our biggest fear was that Trump was in power.
Yeah, right. The usual U.S. Yeah. worries. But it was summertime. It was summerish.
Yeah.
We could hang out outside. We're hanging outside, having smokes or whatever, drinking beers. This is in like mid-November in New York. It's going to be as cold as here as there as it is Ottawa. No one's going to be outside. You know, you're going to have so many, like, you can get into the show, but you're going to have to stand at the back because I'm still going to be worried about social distancing and all that shit. Yeah, it's just, it wouldn't have been the same trip.
No.
We would have may have got there and been like, when they played, it would have probably been like, this is great. They're playing. Hooray. But everything else would be like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. No, just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And this band that we're, give it another year, they'll be back. That's what they do. Or another 2 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're going to miss them, and it's like next week they're going to be playing at Madison Square Garden. It's like, oh, I saw them in Rochester at a... No. This band will always play in Rochester.
Aww.
Oh, I'm just saying. No,
yeah.
No disrespect. I think that's awesome. So, whatever. It would be nice to get out of town, but now it's winter time.
Yeah, I think my next worry would be eventually going to see my folks.
Before we get off that topic and we get into that one, here's one thing that we didn't think of about, though. What if when we were in America, one of us actually got COVID?
We'd be fucked.
Yeah.
We'd be absolutely fucked.
Yeah. What would you have to do? You'd have to quarantine in America. You'd have to get like a hotel somewhere and stay for what? Like 10 days? And then
if everything went well.
Yeah, and then you'd have to get another test to show that you were negative again, right? And then you'd eventually get across. Oh my gosh, you couldn't afford it. You'd go broke. You'd die in America.
Dude, that's even if you don't enter into a hospital at any given point.
You'd have to go to like the Canadian embassy and ask for like
sanctuary.
Sanctuary. I have no money. I'm thirsty. I have no food.
Oh no.
I have COVID.
Oh, suck your dick.
Yeah. I have COVID and I'm a Canadian.
Help me.
Yeah. That's the way.
Yeah. You just grovel.
Yeah.
And just be like, please help.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Or you would actually go to say you got sick, like not maybe not like as sick as it was because you are vaccinated, but say you actually went to you had to go to like an American hospital.
Yeah.
They'd treat you, but they'd fucking send you the bill.
Oh, yeah.
And your little punk rock tour trip, 2-day trip turned into like $25,000.
Anyways. Terrifying.
That's why we're not going.
No.
Anyway. So yeah, what, you want to go to your parents?
It sounded so accusatory.
Oh, I don't know. Shit, man. That's what you were about to say.
It doesn't matter. I was just going to say, like, my next trip. Yeah, my next trip out of town will probably be, like, trying to see my folks, like, closer to Christmas, I guess, now.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You should see your parents. It's good that your dad came down. Your dad and your sister came down, so
yep.
You saw them for a bit. But it'd be nice to go home, for you to go home and see your family.
Mm.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's still alive. No one's killed each other yet. Apparently, it's a close thing some days.
Huh. Well, that's family, I guess.
Oh, yeah. My sister is living in the same house again.
Hmm.
Murder. That's why I couldn't do it.
Well, like I said, maybe you're the glue that would fix all that for the holiday season, and they could all cease fucking fire. You know what I mean?
The negotiator.
Steph's home. Let's cease fire for 3 days, and then as soon as she leaves, we'll... get back at it.
Yep.
I don't know.
Throwing daggers again.
I don't know.
We got something coming up, don't we?
Yeah, I don't want to tackle that tackle that in a different segment. This is more just reminisce.
Mm.
Or catching up, as I should say. Yeah. So, how's work?
Work is all right. I ended up missing a bit of time because I was sick, which sucked.
When? But
Saturday.
Oh, you missed one day.
Yeah. I feel really bad about it.
Right.
Because I had, I was all like sniffles and shit. And I end up like getting sent home Friday night. I felt really bad. Not like I felt really bad, but like I felt bad that I had to leave because I was just like, oh no, it's just like a little floof in my snoot. Like this will be fine. Took a rapid COVID test and everything. Totally fine. But it was better that I wasn't on the premises.
Well, I think that's... I think snot is gross.
Yes.
I think like anything like respiratory-wise, like sneezing and like wiping your nose and shit like that in any environment, but especially in like a food environment.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Mythbusters one time.
Oh.
And they were showing how like germs were spread, and Adam... well, one of the dudes, not the bald guy, but the
Adam Savage.
Yeah, Adam Savage. He had they devised this little tube that was attached to him that went over his ear and attached, like it was like medical tape to his nose, and it was constantly kind of running in simulation of how your nose would run if you were sick, right?
Yeah.
And they gave him Kleenex and stuff like that where he could like wipe it, but he would always feel that constant kind of like where you have to sniff and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But they set it up so it was in like this, fake dining room, and he was throwing a dinner party. So basically he had like maybe 10 guests and he was the host, and he greeted them all at the door, and they came in and they just went about like a normal dinner party where he would go to the kitchen and he would get food and he was serving them plates and giving them drinks and stuff like that. And it wasn't like over like 6 hours, it was over the course of just whatever. Okay, now we're eating, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then they got up and whatever, and then they put when everyone,
or like a luminol kind of thing.
And then when everyone left, it had some kind of like the drip had some kind of, and they put a blue light on it or a black light, and there was fucking snot literally like wall to wall, like the whole room was blue. It was like he put his arms up and it was all over his arms, it was on his face, it was on every plate, every glass, everything. The door, like, it was brutal how bad it was. Yeah, and it wasn't like this constant flow, it was just this really time, because they, you know how they're very scientific about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like every once in a while, a little drip. But it would just, it was crazy. So I think that it's probably a good idea that, you know, if you get like a...
Oh, yeah, no. It was the responsible thing to do, is to not be there. Mm-hmm. But, so I got a little bit done, like, stuff around the house, but, fuck, man. Skyrim is sucking my soul out through my nose.
That's the thing with fucking COVID too, like everyone's worried like, oh, you have a drip, and like, oh my god, don't worry, it's not COVID. It's like, I don't give a fuck about COVID, I don't want to get sick either.
Yeah,
I haven't had a cold, I haven't had a cold, a flu, or nothing. A head cold, I used to get head colds, chest colds, kill me.
You used to get them all the time,
destroy me. Since masking and hand sani, which I still do like crazy, and just avoiding people in general. I haven't been sick in fucking years. Like, literally years, and it's wonderful. I feel great. I don't care about the coat. Like, well, you know what I mean. I don't want to get a common cold.
I know. They
so,
suck.
So stay. Keep your drips away from me. You know what's the worst thing about drippy snot, too? Snot is gross, because you ever see people who, like, get a drip on the end of their nose?
Yeah.
Or if you're talking or they're laughing and you get that little snot bubble that goes bloop, boop, and sucks back up. Or it just hangs down and... Yes. Snot is... Having the occasional bug, that's all right. But like the, like the liquefied, whether it be like clear drippy or like...
Just mucus.
Or the thick goopy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's all that brain lubrication.
It's bad.
Disgusting.
So I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
I was feeling a little stuffed up last night, but I think it was just in my mind.
Yeah.
I think it was some sympathy,
psychosomatic.
Sympathy stuff.
Yeah.
Sympathy stuffy. But because I feel fine now, but I'm just tired. I'm always tired because I work a lot. So, sorry, Skyrim, what?
Non sequitur. That's all I've been doing. Like, I'm trying to conserve money as much as I can, so I'm spending most of my free time on my butt, just grinding through that game. It's terrible. If I thought like it was bad with like Fallout and stuff, this is worse. Hmm. It is consuming. And I love it. It's so fucking fun.
Yeah. No, video games are good to have. And you play video games thoroughly, so.
Yes.
Well, it's good that it's kept you busy. Since there's not much else to do out in the world. Well, there's lots to do out in the world. Like, things are kind of back to normal. I never got the final word on the whole if capacity is back to, like, full capacity in, like, stores and restaurants. But it sure fucking seems like it is.
Yeah, it definitely seems like things are slowly, like, I think we say this every time. It feels like things are opening up more and more.
Yeah, no, well, opening up meaning like there's more people. Like,
yeah, expanding.
Yeah, like everything's fucking open. It's just, yeah, but the restrictions are lifting is what you're trying to say. Where you can only have 25 people, now you can have full capacity. And the big struggle with that is that local businesses weren't allowed to have full capacity, yet the fucking hockey games could have 18,000 people fucking shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And the big corporate fucking hockey people are like, yeah, fucking that's great. Yet the local business owner's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So it was wrong. It was wrong. Mm-hmm. Completely wrong. And there was supposed to be there was supposed to be like a press conference. I think it was like end of last week, and I didn't catch the end of it. And it was, I didn't hear the result, but it was supposed to be as of this Monday of this, like 5 days ago or 7 days. What's today? Sunday? 7 days of the Monday of this week. Restaurants were going to open up to full capacity. Wow. I don't know. I don't know if it happened or not because I didn't hear anything else about it. Maybe they did. That's why I didn't hear anything else about it, because if they didn't, they'd probably still be a problem.
Because
if I didn't, they'd probably still be a problem. But I don't know. Like with my job, I'm in restaurants all day and they seem pretty full.
Yeah, that's got to be weird. Seeing them all sort of blossom back to life as you're bopping around.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because I started doing the Uber in the lockdown. In a lockdown. Not even the pandemic, but the lockdown.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Because everyone was ordering food and there wasn't a car on the road. Over the course of the last 4 months, I went from lockdown to full capacity. Mm-hmm. And that's not even just the full capacity in the restaurants. That's the full capacity on the streets.
Yep.
Full capacity when it comes to traffic, full capacity when it comes to like social, like the life in general. Like
mm-hmm.
It's crazy how many people are in this city and they're just off doing their things. And how many, I've always said how many cars are in this city and how the traffic is just, there's no shortcuts in Ottawa. It's like the infrastructure of Ottawa. They're trying with like the LRT, which is completely on the shelf right now. It's been like, what, a month and a half since the thing has even run?
It's been
They try to get the LRT up to just have people like commute so they don't drive as much, because the infrastructure of Ottawa compared to the growing population,
mm-hmm.
like pretty soon we're just going to be in gridlock everywhere, but that's a whole different thing. But I'm just saying, based off what I've seen over the course of being mobile and out there and whatever in the job I do, it's bananas. There's a small window. That's why I love working on like Saturdays. Well, Saturdays, not so. Well, yeah, Saturdays, but Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, if you get up early enough and you jump in the car and you go and work, there's a small window of about an hour and a half between maybe 10 to 8 in the morning till about 9:45,
mm-hmm.
where it's just dead. Like the city is sleeping. You know what I mean? Because it's Sunday morning. I can get from my house in the South Ottawa to like the market in 10 minutes. Just boom.
Wow.
And it's quiet and it's wonderful. And then come about 9:30, 9:45, you start seeing like a few people here and there. Within 45 minutes, like 10:30, there's fucking people everywhere. Like they come out of the woodwork. It's insane how it's like a flick of a switch. How it goes from peaceful, tranquil, quiet to this craziness of everyone's out just like gotta go get my oatmeal, gotta run down. You know, it's crazy. I don't know what they're doing. Half of them are just walking around looking at the sky. You know,
quit making that guy.
Yeah, the in the way person.
Yep.
They're all in the way people, just in the way. I don't know. But I guess it's nice, you know, everyone wants to get out and do shit. Even though there's nothing to do, they're just out doing stuff. Mm-hmm. That's their excuse, though. I haven't done anything for 2 years.
Let's go do something.
Let's go do something. What do you want to do? I don't know, but we're just going to go out and walk around until we find something.
Yep.
Get in everybody's way.
Yes, indeed.
Of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's
free. This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man, hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of Jonathan Trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tiddle-umlings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
Town. Don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
The one and Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now
this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
We call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
So there's a show coming up.
A show?
Yeah. I booked a show at Avant Garde.
Lovely.
I know. Well, you know about it.
I know.
It is an Ego and Vice present show. I called it a one-night-only series, and it's an acoustic show because my two punk bands are, it's just not possible right now to do anything. So I was chomping at the bit one night because I dug up these old DVDs of me playing acoustic songs, just my old acoustic stuff, and I said, man, I haven't played, like, we did a bunch of acoustic things, yeah. You know, but that was when I was very active with, like, the bands, too, and stuff, so I had this big plethora of music around me. At one time, I was in three bands where I was just, my whole week was music, it was wonderful. And then it's just I guess you can blame everything on the pandemic, but everything just kind of grinded to a halt, and now I have none of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Much like a lot of people. But I got depressed about it and I got down about it. But then I thought, you know what? I could play music anytime I want.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. So I booked this show because I just wanted to do a solo show, because I haven't done like a solo show, like an acoustic show. And I think I did one at the Coven.
You did.
Yeah, but that wasn't really a... Well, I guess that was a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that counts, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really prepare super good for it, though, and it was just kind of went up there and just kind of like,
this is a song I remember.
Yeah, so anyway. So I put together a show at Avant Garde, called up our buddy Alex at Avant Garde, Bezer, 132 and a half Bezer, everybody. So if you ever want to go to, or 133 and a half. Support him. He's a great local businessman, and he made it through the pandemic, and he's got bands back on his stage. And this city doesn't have as many stages anymore.
No, not so many venues.
And Avant Garde is there, and he and Alex loves having bands in. He loves music. You can tell because we talk music all the time. Whenever I see him, we talk music, and he's there, and you should support him. And I know it's like there's places out there, the room is a little smaller. It's not like the 27 Club or House of Targ, which I don't even think has local bands anymore, or Mavericks. But those kind of places, they're like institutions. They're going to be there because 27 Club was like Zaphod's. What? Mm-hmm. Mavericks, shit, I don't think you could fucking put that thing down. It just keeps going somehow. It's like a fungus. But good for it, right? But guys like... Alex at Avant Garde, that stage is there for any band that wants to play. Just go talk to him. He's a great guy. Discuss with him and keep that business alive, because if Avant Garde was gone, honestly, it would affect me.
It would.
Yeah. Hugely affect us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We got our start there.
Yeah. And he's just a guy that needs to keep going, and he's a great dude. Anyway, so we booked a show there, but I booked it with... Chris Landry, Chris Landry from the Chris Landry and the Seasick Mamas. He's been on the podcast. He was actually the first person to actually host the podcast other than me for episode 25, I think it was.
Okay.
And Jesse Brewer, another friend of the podcast, and also just a friend of the, just
of
our
the
bud.
The Flydowns?
From the Flydowns, yeah, nice. Our bud. And we're doing like an acoustic set. Three acoustic sets. And we're donating all the proceeds to the Humane Society.
Aww.
Because I heard a story. I read a story, and some of it was exaggerated because I read further stories where people were adopting pets during the lockdown and the pandemic for their kids just to keep them occupied. Here's a dog.
Yeah, I can see where this is going.
Right? It's like the Halloween where people, or not Halloween, Easter, where people buy their kids bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yay, it's Easter morning. Look at the Easter bunny. Brought you a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up starving to death. Or they get their necks broken because kids play with them like they're stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have rabbits out there, or bunnies, who do buy them thinking they're like cats and dogs, they're not. They're very delicate. Very delicate animals. They're fun. They're lovely, but you have to treat them with respect because you could injure them or kill them very, very easily. Not just by physical play, but by poor diet. They don't eat fucking carrots. Sorry, I'm going down a rabbit hole, if you will.
Oh my God.
That's a whole nother topic.
You feel strongly about bunnies.
I not just strongly. I used to volunteer for years at New Moon Rabbit Rescue out of North Gore, Ontario. Aww. Used to foster bunnies.
Little bun buns.
Yeah, and it's amazing how domesticated bunnies are mistreated and misunderstood. And basically it's just neglected to the point of abuse because people don't know how to take care of them. Anyway, so yeah, the show, I found out during the lockdown, the pandemic, that people were adopting dogs and cats for their kids because their kids were running crazy through the houses because they weren't going to school. So here's a dog, play with the dog. And now that everyone's back in school, the parents are like, what are we going to do with this fucking dog? So they're just dropping them back off at the Humane Society. The fuck, people?
That's happening?
You didn't read about that? Yeah, they're called pandemic pets. They're just getting, like, fucking abandoned and dropped off and shit. So the Humane Society is overrun with all these pets, like returned pets.
That's awful.
It is awful, because people are horrible. And that's why... If I'm going to support any type of charity at this point, especially right now, I'm going to give money to the animals.
Yep.
Because I ain't giving any money to people because they don't deserve it right now. maybe the first responders, like the nurses, that type of stuff. But the general public, you can all go fuck yourselves. Anyway. So, yeah, so it's going to be me, Chris Landry, Jesse Brewer, and you are emceeing. And you'll probably do a song with me, right?
Sure. Sounds good. Grip and rip it. Yeah. You kind of wrote me into emceeing. I have no idea what I'm going to do. But it'll be an interesting night. It's going to be a fun night. It'll be nice to be amongst friends and be in the music again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I was saying, I'm watching over the course of the rebirth of the world, how like all these bands are starting to play again. And I get really, because that's kind of what I do. It's what I've always done. It's just, sure, I can sit here and write music, but I can only do that for so long. But I've always, like, I've had friends that I've played in music with that decided, like, I love music and stuff, but I kind of want to be behind the scenes. And they open recording studios mm-hmm. and stuff, you know, and that's their jam. That's great. I was always a performer. I loved being on stage, and I loved being in front of a crowd, and I loved making an ass of myself and joking around. You know what I mean?
You do. You're a big ham.
Well, that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I feel that's where I feel comfortable. That's where I feel like when I'm at work and it's like, oh God, I hate my life and I hate my job and I've made all these mistakes. And then, and then it's show week and it's like, ooh, yeah. I have a show on Friday. Then it's show day and it's like, yeah, I have a show. And then when you're on stage, all that bullshit about hating your job and shit, it's like, at least I get to do this still. You know what I mean? This is amazing.
What about those couple hours right before the show where you're like,
oh, that
I don't want to play this fucking show.
What am I doing here?
Yep.
That is just what is it? Not self-esteem. It's doubting. It's like I don't belong here. Like, you know,
the imposter syndrome.
I don't know, something. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Where it's just like you. It all.
They'll know I'm a sham.
Yeah, I'm going to be exposed.
Oh no!
You think after 30 years of the shit, I'd fucking.
Hey anyway. Man, John Cleese apparently threw up before every performance he ever did.
I don't throw up, but I get the little urge to like just like do the old Irish goodbye, you know
yes.
what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, people are here and people are coming.
And they want to see something.
And you're on the street snapping for a cab.
You're like, hey.
Yep. Where'd Mike go? I don't know. Yeah. Do the old disappearing act.
Yeah.
But then I play and it's just like, yay, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up the next morning and that's why I started recording the shows, eh? Because I put my phone on my voice recorder.
Yeah.
And I always stick it behind me. I did that with the Riptides. I do that with Goat Shows. I do that so I could wake up in the morning and listen to it back and just be like, God, please don't tell me I said something or did something. Or please tell me we didn't suck completely fucking ass. Well,
if only you could remember.
That's probably why I used to record it, because I would drink so much that I would just fucking... Anyway, whatever. No, I'm not going to drink that much this show.
I'm not going to drink at all.
Yeah, you're off the booze, eh?
Yeah, still off the booze.
How long has it been off the booze and the smokes?
Yep.
The booze and the beer and the smokes.
Yep. No, I haven't had a drink since my birthday, which was August 18th. Pardon me.
I thought you said you had a Caesar in between there.
Oh, that is
point.
True. Yeah, I had a Caesar at a brunch. But other than that, yeah. Pardon me. Yeah, other than that, I haven't had anything to drink, and I haven't had a smoke since like mid-September. So it's been at least 6 weeks since I quit smoking.
You still drinking drugs? Smoking the dope?
I'm still drinking drugs.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I can't give up all my vices, uh-huh. or I will just lay down and die.
That's right. Well, you always give me shit for, not give me shit, but you always kind of point out to me that I always do everything all at once. You did everything all at once this time.
You quit smoking,
you quit drinking, and you went start going to the gym.
Yeah, I had to whole ass it.
You relate this though time. Now, right? You
yeah. Just... Where you're like, I know I'm not good with moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with setting those restrictions, so it's got to be nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. I even deleted Uber Eats off my phone.
Yesterday?
No, it was like 2 days. Hey, it's happening in increments, okay?
My thing was, yeah, when it comes to, because I smoked, I drank, I never did drugs. Recreationally, but I never was like I had to wake up and smoke a joint type of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't smoke pot. I always reserved my drug doing for fine designer drugs.
The ones that make you cool?
Yeah, in certain situations. That was my thing. But I've never been an avid, like, if you can call marijuana drugs or weed drugs. I never, no. Or anything, you know, chemicals or anything like that. I never went out of, I've always been a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Well, you stick with what you know.
Yeah, I was a smoker and a drinker, and then I was a vapor and a drinker, mm-hmm. and now I'm just a drinker. No, it's true. I quit smoking I quit smoking so many times cold turkey, just off the smokes.
Yeah.
And I went years like just quitting smoking, but I'd always start again. And then
just like a social thing? Like out at the bar and someone's like,
I would find an excuse to start.
Mm.
Like I remember one time I quit and I was here's the thing. When I was dating that one girl and I moved to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd quit smoking for a couple of years or something like that. And that's when I started running and stuff. This was like the third, fourth time I quit smoking, and where it lasted a long time. And then we were on the, like, I decided I hated my life in suburban Canada.
Oh, you decided to implode?
Yeah, I said, like, I'm waking up and saying hi to the neighbors and, you know, coming home at 5 o'clock and going to bed at like 10:30 at night. And has nothing to do with her either. It was just the way our life slowly got structured.
It right? got a little too Stepford for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I would come home and I'd be like, hello. And we'd sit and we'd tell each other about our day. And then we'd eat dinner and then we'd watch some TV. And they'd be like,
hit the old dusty trail.
And I'd have like two beers and stuff like that or whatever. Or wrestling would come on and I'd like on a Monday and I'd want to go down and watch wrestling. But I felt kind of like bad. Like, is it okay if I go watch wrestling? That kind of weird dynamic, like that. Or what do you mean you don't want to? No, this is not her fault. This is not my fault. This is just the way this weird domestic Canada fucking suburb living became. And I fucking lost my mind. One day I woke up and said, I can't fucking do this anymore. This is super off the show topic, eh?
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Maybe I got all this repressed shit. But anyway, but it was. No, there's a point to it. The smoking. Quitting smoking and mm-hmm. starting smoking. You asked me how I started smoking. I just go into detail of how I started
smoking.
You're
just an old man telling stories.
Yeah. This one time.
You tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time.
Yeah. Anyway, what I woke up and I said, I can't live like this. I miss being fucking awesome. And I just started drinking more. And I started sneaking cigarettes. And then I got busted smoking. And then I just said, well, fuck it. Now I smoke. And then I broke up. Then I broke myself out of that situation. Then I moved somewhere else and just lived like a complete idiot. But I was very happy. So anyway, what I was saying was, then I started vaping.
Mm-hmm. You loved vaping.
I did love vaping. I was a strong vapor.
Mm-hmm. Blowing that cotton.
I'd wake up in the morning. First thing I'd do is like some people reach for like a drink of water. I'd vape. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, vape. I'd go to sleep. Before I went to sleep, I remember I'd be laying on my stomach, playing on my phone, vaping. Okay, let's go to bed. One more.
Yep.
And then one day
You were drinking all the drugs.
Yeah, and then one day I was at work and I was driving and I got this really, like I couldn't breathe. Like it was like.
Compression?
Yeah, it was like I had, like they say in the TV shows, right? I had like the elastic band around my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Or I couldn't expand my chest and I fucking freaked out and I stopped vaping and I haven't vaped since.
Yep. That was wise.
Yeah. I don't miss smoking at all. I've had cigarettes. I've had several cigarettes. But I always kind of think about it the next day and be like, gross.
I do miss cigarettes just because they're so ingrained in like my ADHD brain, where it was always that little reset for my brain. Like I would do something, like I would be doing something and then I'll be like, oh, something else, and I'd go have a smoke, and then I'd come back in and I'd do something else and I'd be like, oh, distraction, go have a smoke. And it was just this weird little reset pattern that I would do.
No,
I miss
it was
that.
It was stone cold addiction is what
well,
it was.
Yeah, that too.
Because if that was your brain, you could find something else to monopolize that moment.
That's what I'm trying to find right now.
Okay. Yeah, it was just addicted. You were addicted to it.
I was. Mm-hmm. I was addicted to the cigarettes.
Addicted to the nicotine. Terrible.
Delicious.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's you know what? And I'd never tell you what to do. You're free to do whatever the fuck you want in your life. I think over the last year, the only thing I've ever kind of said to you was like, you should really quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that sense, like where I tell
you
what to do.
Well, my smoking got completely out of hand over the pandemic. Like I went from like maybe like 3 or 4 smokes a day to half a pack a day.
Mm. Well,
and edging towards more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. And just think if we could go out and do social shit, all the smoke breaks and shit you'd take, you know, mm-hmm. out with people outside. Like even when we went to, when we did our party at Avant Garde a couple months ago, you smoked a ton that night. You were always outside, inside, outside, just smoking it. But that's what I said. Like I said, you should really quit smoking just because smoking's the fucking worst thing in the world for you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's the fucking worst thing in the world.
You're just saying that because Jake the Snake said it.
Sure. Well, he's right. It's not really why I'm saying it. It's because I smoked and I quit and because I know how shitty it is. It's bad for you. So, anyway, come to our show. Yeah. It is at Avant Garde. It is on November 5th, Friday. This Friday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The doors are at 8. It's $10 to get in, but you could also put a donation. But regardless, all the proceeds are going to the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tally up the total at the end of the night and
get one of those big novelty.
No,
packs.
I'm actually gonna take a picture of. I'm gonna go to the Humane Society with even if it's like $250.
Yeah,
it's something. You know what? My cat would eat for 6 months on $250, right? So some other cat might too. So I'm gonna get one of those novelty checks and I'm gonna write it in and say, you know, Humane Society, care of Ego and Vice, and I'm gonna take a picture and I'll post it on the
social medias
in the Instagram. To show that, you know, we gave some money and we did a good thing.
Yeah.
For the cats and the dogs and the bun buns. And people won't get any of it because you don't deserve it.
So there.
That's everything. That's our Halloween edition.
I was going to ask you, what's your favorite horror movie? Or what's your favorite scary movie?
Wait, what do you mean? Like a movie that that's
okay. Two answers.
Okay.
One, what's your favorite horror movie?
Horror movie.
And then second, what is your favorite movie that scared the bejesus out of you?
Okay. My favorite horror movie? I'll probably go a very basic bitch and say Evil Dead 2.
Classic.
However, I also like a movie called Dead Alive. There was a different name for it. It was a zombie movie from like Europe. I can't remember. There was a different name for it, but when it was released in Canada, it was called Dead Alive. It's about zombies, and it's super gory, and it's super amazing, and at the end, he runs through this herd of zombies with a lawnmower strapped to his chest.
Wow.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. We should totally watch it.
Okay.
It's really, really good. What's your favorite horror movie?
Well, no. What was your favorite scary movie? Like, movie that scared the bejesus out of you?
When I was a kid, I was at a birthday party. Does that count? Or now?
Okay, tell your story.
Okay. When I was a kid, I was at a birthday party, and I was probably, like, between 9 and 11, like young, right? And they rented American Werewolf in London.
Ooh.
Yeah. And remember in the beginning of that movie where they're walking through the field there and then they hear the
screams? I actually haven't seen the whole thing.
But it was like, that freaked me out, but it was when he actually first transformed and it was like those revolutionary 80s things and his hand was like, that fucked me up.
I bet.
When I was a kid, like when I was like 8 and 10 years old, we used to go to church because my mom was religious and stuff. And I went to a Catholic school. And I remember I used to pray at night because I'd have to say like my prayers and shit. And one of my prayers was, please don't let me turn into a werewolf. Swear to God.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Because it scared the shit out of me. Like it made me feel like, I don't even know. Because you're so young, you don't know, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't watch that movie through the course of my adolescence into teenage into whatever until I hit like my 20s and shit. And I think I actually rented it when I lived in Thunder Bay. I rented the DVD or the VHS and I watched the movie and I'm like, what the fuck is this? But it was bad. Anyway, you? But
I was going to say, I think a lot of people feel that way about like The Thing because of the practical effects.
Creature effects. Yeah. It's freaky.
It's super freaky.
Yeah. Now everything's CGI. Back then it was like, that was like state-of-the-art stuff, like the when you like claim not even claymation but just like creature effects and stuff.
Yeah.
And like
I will always take practical effects over anything else.
Yeah, but now what's the scariest movie or what scares me? I don't know. I don't watch horror movies
because
I don't like imagery. I don't like jump scares. They because I'm older now and my heart is weaker. And a lot of movies are like imagery where it's just like
it'll stick in your brain.
It's not psychological anymore. It's just like face in a window.
Yeah.
Where you just like when you're laying in bed at night, you close your eyes and you're like, if I open my eyes, I'm going to see that goddamn face.
Yeah.
Or it's a jump scare where you're just kind of like, I don't need that jolt to my system. So I'd just avoid horror movies. How about you? What's your favorite horror movie?
That depends. The first one was definitely a horror movie. Does Aliens count as a horror movie or is that an action movie?
Sci-fi. It's like sci-fi horror.
Because that would...
That's kind of borderline. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, nah, fuck it. Yeah, I'd give it a
because I would say if you could call it a horror movie, I would say that one. Or it's more of an action movie.
It's more of a sci-fi action thriller is
Damn.
What it is. Yeah, I don't think that counts. No.
Okay.
And just because it scared you doesn't mean it was a horror movie.
Oh, no. It wasn't even that it scared me. It was just like, because the first one was a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
I would say The Descent is fucking terrifying.
What's that?
You would hate it.
Oh, that's the one with the,
where they go cave diving.
Oh no, I can't do it.
Yeah. I love that movie because number one, it's fucking terrifying. Number two, it's scary because the first half of the movie has no like monster, anything in it. It's literally the terror of claustrophobia.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And then everything gets fucked up. That's a great, great movie. I remember watching May as a kid and being scared of that. But there was a... I saw Poltergeist way too young.
No, what's your favorite horror movie? That was
I'm
the
trying,
question.
Okay, I'm trying.
You're going all over the fucking place.
I don't watch a lot of horror movies. I would have to say for the impact on me, I would probably say The Descent.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's your fucking category. You're the one who came up
with. I know, but I asked you.
Oh, you didn't think it would rebound. Oh, okay, sorry. All right, never mind. We're done. What was the second question?
What was your favorite scary movie?
Scary movie. And you'd said Poltergeist.
No. Fuck Poltergeist.
That wasn't your favorite scary movie?
No, my favorite scary movie is probably The Silence of the Lambs.
You're psychological thriller. That's not horror. Just like Aliens isn't horror. That's like science fiction thriller.
All these rules.
Well, you can't call Silence of the Lambs a horror movie.
I didn't. I said it was my favorite scary movie.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's a broad classification of scary. Sure.
Dude eats people.
Yeah, I guess so. It's odd. It's just odd choices. Odd choices for like a Halloween. But yeah, just, I don't know. Yeah, that's good. No, good. Well done.
Very good.
And what was the third one?
There was no third one. There was no third question.
Oh, okay. Fuck it then. Yeah, so, I know what it was. It was why I felt that there was a third one is because what was my scary movie when I was a kid? What was my favorite movie? What was the scariest movie? And then now, it was now. So your Descent is kind of all that wrapped into one.
Yeah.
All right. Kiddies. That's Halloween 2021. Motherfuckers. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Remember to check your candy for free razor blades.
Free COVID dipped razor blades.
Delicious.
All right. So that's the end of Ego and Vice, episode 79. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to go to that show. Ego and Vice presents One Night Only series with myself, Moa, Chris Landry, Jesse Brewer at Avant-Garde, 133 and a half Bezerer Street in the Market. Doors are at 8 o'clock, and it's $10 to get in, but all the proceeds go to the Humane Society. You can get a hold of us at egoandvice@gmail.com if you want to give us shit or give us, you know, gifts. Or just say hello. We take questions. You can find our podcast, Ego and Vice, at Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer.
Anywhere you like to listen.
Yeah, no SoundCloud, so fuck SoundCloud. But until next time, my name is Mike.
My name is Steph.
And we'll see you next Halloween, hopefully before that.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.